This is 89.1 WEMU. I'm David Fair, sitting alongside Russ Collins. He is the executive director of the Michigan and State Theaters, my co-host for Cinema Chat each Thursday. And Russ, fresh off an award-winning weekend.
That's right.
Once again, thank you for joining us on Monday of this week for an interview to talk about your award from the League of Historic American Theaters. And again, congratulations. Well deserved, sir.
Thank you. This entire community is mostly responsible for that award, along with the wonderful people who work and volunteer and serve on boards at the Michigan Theater, Michigan and State Theater at this point. So it takes a community to save and operate a theater, and we are so grateful that we have the kind of community here in Washtenaw County that's willing to support this kind of thing.
Well, I'm glad I get to circumnavigate the community of Russ.
That's right. Well, anyway, it was a great honor to be recognized by peers, but it is a tremendous joy to be able to do what I do in this particular community that appreciates these kinds of things as much as they do.
2019 Award for Outstanding Individual Contribution, well-deserved award, and you can go back on WEMU.org and take a listen to the interview we did with Russ on Monday following the Sunday Night Award ceremony.
Very, very nice. Thank you.
Guess what's going on this week?
Well, there's a lot of stuff going on this week. There's a big art fair going on that opens today. Downtown Ann Arbor.
That's right.
So I drove through it all to get here, and you know it was pretty nice. It's really amazing the way that Ann Arbor organizes to deal with these kind of major events like football games and art fairs and things like
that.
Pops
up, and then as soon as you know it, it's gone.
It's gone. It really is pretty amazing. So opening on this Friday at the State Theater is Echo in the Canyon, and there's a lot of buzz about this film. It's a documentary film about the music scene in L.A. In the mid-1960s, when in Laurel Canyon is where the Byrds and the Beach Boys, Buffalo Springfield,
seem to be the center
the Mamas
of
and Papas, absolutely, were all creating that California sound. And Jacob Dylan is the guy that put the film together. It's the son of Bob Dylan, but he's a documentary filmmaker and musician of his own. And included in this documentary are conversations and performances with Brian Wilson, Ringo Starr, Michelle Phillips, Eric Clapton, Stephen Sills, David Crosby, Graham Nash, Roger McGuinn, Jackson Brown.
Well, that's kind of the who's who.
Yeah, just to name a few of the active participants.
Joni Mitchell was huge in that scene, too.
Yeah, absolutely. And then Tom Petty gave his last interview, ended up being his last interview this part of this documentary. Also commenting are Beck, Fiona Apple, Cat Power, Regina Spektor, Norah Jones. So it is a really wonderful, great reviews on Echo in the Canyon, this documentary about the California sound created.
I think I would enjoy that very much.
Yeah, it's going to be worth checking out.
A couple of years later, in that very same vicinity of California, some tragedy took place, and that's the center of another movie that is coming out this week.
That's right, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Week.
Now, this opens a week from today.
Right,
so
next Thursday.
It's next Thursday. But the Michigan Theater has the only 35mm exhibition of this film, and this is the way that Quentin Tarantino wants you to see it, on 35mm, playing other theaters in digital formats, which is fine. But we have the only 35mm exhibition of Once Upon a Time in Hollywood in the state of Michigan, at least. I think that there's just about a dozen of these around the country, so we're very, very happy. It's going to be exhibited in the screening room at the Michigan Theater.
That's going to be awesome, man. You know, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, some are mischaracterizing it as a movie about Charles Manson. It's not. It's just a movie set in the time where Charles Manson's crimes became public consciousness.
That's right. Leonardo DiCaprio plays a big-time movie star, and his longtime stunt double is played by Brad Pitt. And it's really about the final sunsetting of the classic Hollywood dynamic. 60s, Hollywood hit its peak in the 40s, tried to find its new face in the 50s and 60s, and realized the times had changed and the whole industry reorganized itself not long after that. And these two guys, played by Leonardo DiCaprio and Brad Pitt are from the old Hollywood dynamic, and they're trying to adjust to what's going on. So anyway, this is considered Quentin Tarantino's magnum opus, so we'll check it out when it opens a week from today.
You are listening to Cinema Chat on 89.1 WEMU. David Fair with Ross Collins. And what else may we see this week?
Well, last week we opened up a documentary called Meeting Gorbachev, which is by Werner Herzog and Andre Singer. And it's a riveting documentary about this guy who is probably the world's greatest living politician, in that he negotiated the end of the Soviet Union and lived to tell about it. It's a remarkable story about a remarkable person, and it's going to play on today. So go check it out at 7:20 and 9:25. We're celebrating the moon landing.
50th anniversary.
That's right, with a special screening of Apollo 11 on Saturday at 7 o'clock. Go check that out. This is we showed it earlier this year, and I loved it. It's documentary footage, basically from NASA, and as well as audio tapes, and a lot of it hadn't been discovered until relatively recently, and so they put it all together, and I found it to be a riveting film. It's kind of a geeky film, but I really liked it. Inglourious Basterds is coming up on Saturday. It's celebrating Quentin Tarantino in advance of his new film, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. The Godfather is part of our classic.
Which I still contend is the greatest movie of all time.
It's really, really good. It's playing Sunday at 1 o'clock and Wednesday at 7, part of our summer classic series. Deconstructing the Beatles, Part 2, Abbey Road, is going to be Monday at 7 o'clock. The first part was last week. It was really well attended. And then The Cure, anniversary 1978.
The band The Cure?
The Cure, that's right. To 2018, live in Hyde Park on London's, one of the concert films that we're going to be doing quite a few of coming up here. And you can go check it out.
The band that created almost a religious fervor back in its day. And
almost
I never,
like
it never really caught
death.
On with me. Hey. Stop it.
And yes. They played the Michigan Theater a few times. And so we're happy to have them back on the big screen. That's going to be Tuesday, July 23rd at 7:30. The Cure, anniversary 1978 to 2018, live in Hyde Park. Go check it out. And Toni Morrison, Pieces That I Am, Yesterday Are Still Playing, the Pavarotti documentary. Don't want to miss that. Wild Rose is just a film we showed during Cinetopia, and I liked a lot. Midsummer, Spider-Man is still hanging around a little bit. Late Night, and The Last Black Man in San Francisco. If you haven't seen that, go see it. It's it's really wonderful. A very elliptical kind of fun treatment of some things that go on in big cities and how it affects individuals.
Cultural examination through a kind of fictional
narrative.
But
it's fun. It's about these two guys mostly and how they relate to life.
So there's a lot of talk about the anticipated blockbuster that is the new version of The Lion King.
Right.
Some people are not so high on it.
Well, apparently, I haven't seen it, but apparently what they did was essentially do a remake of the animated film, except they did it in this photorealistic kind of digital animation.
Right.
And so the Broadway show was a complete departure from the movie in really wonderful ways. And
hugely
it was
successful.
Stunning. It was stunning, literally. I really liked the Broadway show. I really liked the original animated film. And a lot of people are kind of tepid about this, although the technology is amazing. So anyway, we'll see how it does. The Artist Self-Defense is the other film that's opening up at the Multiplex. It stars Jesse Eisenberg as a guy who gets beat up and decides to go to a neighborhood karate studio and learn how to defend himself.
And one would assume at some point he has to.
Yes, exactly. But it ends up being kind of an introduction into a dark, hyper-masculine kind of world that's a surprise to him. And we'll see how that turns out.
Lots of options. And make sure you stop by the Michigan Andor State Theater, cool off from the art fairs, enjoy the entirety of the weekend, and we'll see you at the movies. For Russ Collins, I'm David Fair, and thank you for joining us for another edition of Cinema Chat, exclusively on your community NPR station, 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU HD1 Ypsilanti.
Ta-ta from Hollywood.